there, welcome to episode number 20 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. My name is Sandra Mateo Iori. I am a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. Remember, you can always send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. You can remain anonymous if you want, or you can share your name, your business, and your website with us, and we will be happy to share it with our listeners. We also want to invite you to hang out with us inside our free private Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we provide you with inspiration, support, and knowledge to build a successful fashion business. So welcome to today's episode. Today is episode number 20, and we are going to talk about how to determine pricing in your fashion business. So today I wanted to talk about this topic because this is one of those that gets people stuck, right? And they don't move forward for days, for weeks, because of pricing. They don't know what the perfect price is. They're asking people around, and it's just, they use it as an excuse to not move forward. Now, before I go into today's episode information, I want to let you know that if you're listening to this today, Friday, awesome, but we're gonna have a special episode come out next Monday. It's a great interview that we did to this amazing lady, and I just wanted to point that out because we're gonna kind of, you know, release them very close to each other, but it's a very special episode and we're releasing it on Monday, so stay tuned for that. Now going back to today's episode, so I wanted to talk about this because I don't want you to be stuck. I don't want you to be like, you know, I don't know what to do. And even if you ask people or you do market research, you're still, you know, not feeling right about it. And I think it's important to feel right about it so we can get out there and you can move forward, right? So I wanted to share with you three tips today that hopefully are going to help you with this. And I wanted to kick up with a story. There's, you know those emails you get from people, from family, from friends, right? Or chain messages on your cell phone. This is one of those stories that comes from one of those things. So, you know, a lot of the times we get all these messages and they're very, you know, same thing, same old, but every so often you bump into something that is really good and you're like, oh, this is so good. And this ties in perfectly with my first tip, so I wanted to share it with you because I think it really, you know, explains what we're talking about here. So bear with me, I'm going to tell you the story. It's very quick and I think you're going to like it. So the story goes like this. So this is a father who is giving his 16-year-old son a car, right? It's one of his oldest, you know, possessions, right? It's an old car and his son just turned 16, and you know how they get, they're excited, they want to drive. So it's the time to give the car to the son. So he gives the car to the son. The son is obviously super happy. He doesn't care that the car is old. He's just thinking about, you know, showing it off to his friends and going to the movies and all that good stuff. And the dad tells him, okay, all that, it's great. I just want you to do something for me before, you know, you go out there and show it off to your friends and all that. And he's like, sure, dad, you know, whatever you need. So he's like, okay, I just want you to go to the nearest dealership and just, you know, check out with them the value of the car. I just want to know, you know, nowadays, what's the value of the car? So, give me 1 second. I need a sip of water. So, he goes, super excited, he goes to the dealer, and then he comes back, and then he's like, Dad, you know, they offer me $2,000 for the car. So he's like, oh, okay, that sounds about right, you know. Now I want you to go ahead and go to the scrap metal place, to the junkyard, and, you know, check the price there. I just want to know, obviously we're not going to destroy the car or anything, but, you know, just to have an idea, how much would they give us for the car. So he's like, okay. So he goes to the junkyard, and then he comes back a little bit depressed, and he's like, Dad, they told me, you know, they'll give me, like, you know, anything between $100 to $500. And he's like, oh, okay, don't worry, son, it's okay. I just want you to check out one more place. And he's like, sure, Dad, I'll check it. He's like, there's these you know, car show, antique car show coming to town. It's a car show event, and I want you to take it there because, you know, they know a lot about, you know, old cars and stuff. So check it out there and let's see what they say. So he's like, oh, okay, no problem. So he comes back super excited and he's like, Dad, you're not gonna believe this. They offered me $50,000 for the car. Oh, that's great, that's so great and stuff. And he told him, you know, son, I wanted to have you go through this process because, you know, these people are charging $50,000. You know, they're willing to give us $50,000 because, you know, they really value the car that we have. You know, they consider it an antique. They know how, you know, they value the craftsmanship of the car. They value the things that you know, now the new cars don't have what this car has. They value really like all the detailing and how unique it is and how you don't see many of them out there in the street. And he's like, oh, I get it and stuff. And I think it's a great reminder of the first tip, which is go where you're valued. So sometimes when we have products and services and we're dealing with the pricing, right, we want to make sure that it's the perfect pricing and, you know, that the market is going to take it and, you know, it's going to be good and everything. And we're asking people and, you know, you can't go to a junkyard where they don't value at all, right, what you're selling because they're going to offer you nothing, right, peanuts. And you can't just be mainstream and go with everyone and, you know, and just offer it to them. You have to go to the people who really value what you're doing, that see the craftsmanship, that see the how good it is. You don't have to convince them, right? Which is what happened with the, you know, vintage car show thing. So I think something we should remember all the time, not sell it to everyone. Don't try to appease everyone. Don't try to, you know, go with everyone. Go with the people that already love it. Go to the people who really like it. Go to the people who see the value. It's like, you know, if you grab someone from the street and they don't know who Da Vinci is, right? And you have a Da Vinci painting and you're like, you know, this painting is $5 million. Do you want it? They'll be like, are you crazy? I don't want to pay $5 million for that painting. But then maybe you go to an art show, right? And there's people there who are looking for Da Vinci paintings, original Da Vinci paintings, right? They'll be like, you know, I want to have that painting in my living room. I'm willing to pay that money. They know who Da Vinci is. They know everything about the painting. Those are the people you want to do business with, the people who are looking for your product and who really value what you're doing because the value is there, you know? So when we're dealing with products, sometimes with physical products, it's easier to come up with the pricing because we have the expenses and the cost, all that stuff, and there's formulas out there and you come up with the pricing and it's easier for some people. Some people at the end are like still coming up, you know, trying to, you know, think about the profit and everything, and they're still like, yeah, maybe this is too much, maybe this is too low, and it's still a problem for them. And sometimes when it's a digital product, right, they have even more trouble with it because there's not really much cost putting it together. You know, cost in terms of money, maybe time, maybe energy, which is super valuable as well, but not like physical things. And when it comes to services also, people struggle with this because they don't know. And, you know, you have to go to the people that already know the value of it, right? And number two, you have to charge what you think it's worth, okay? The value is already there. The car always had that value, okay? It's just people didn't see it, right? People saw it differently, right? So when you go out there and you do market research, yeah, that gives you some pointers, and I'm good with that. Go and see, you know, what's going on. If you want to go and ask mentors or ask people for feedback, that's great, right? It will give you some ideas, but ultimately you have to know the value because you're the one that created it. You know how much time and effort and money and everything went into it, and most importantly, you know the transformation that it provides. So when we look at those companies that sell, you know, health products, right, like those food companies, you know, a lot of people are like, you know, they're so expensive, right? They're such expensive products. And then we see another group of people who are like, it's totally worth it, and they don't have a problem paying for it monthly or yearly or whatever it may be. So when you look at the products, it's not the food itself, you know, that they're just charging you for, right? They're charging you for the expertise behind it, the people who took the time to put it together, to come up with the right plan, so you don't have to think about it. They have coaches that support you along your journey so you don't give up, right? And they're charging you for the transformation. They're not charging you for the product. They're charging you for all that expertise, motivation, and everything, and the transformation, which is you're gonna lose X amount of pounds. So, and if you are a person who, you know, goes in open-minded and you are like, I'm gonna do the program, I'm gonna follow everything to the T, I'm gonna eat the food and everything, most likely you are gonna lose the weight, right? So it's not about the food itself. You know that if you would take the time to do the research and come up with your own plan and be your own cheerleader and guide you through this process and go buy the food and everything, right? You could make it happen too, but first, you're not doing it, and second, that's what you're paying for when you go into these companies. So you have to know, you have to value, you have to know what it is, so you have to go to people that value that, and you have to know the value, the transformation that you're offering to people as well. And then my third tip is that always work on your money mindset. So there's a lot of beliefs we know that we think that thoughts that we have in our head that don't allow us to move forward with this, right? This is gonna be too much, no one's gonna like this, I haven't sold any of them yet, all of this stuff, right? It's funny because I see a lot of people, me included, right, all been through this, and you put a product out there and you charge X amount, and then, you know, people love it, and then you raise the price, right? You get more testimonials, you get better, you get confident about telling people about the product, and, you know, throughout all this journey, the value has always been there. The product has always been there. Yes, you might improve it, you might improve the sales page, you might improve your confidence in talking about it, but the product originally or the service has always been there. It has had its value. It's just you didn't see it, okay? So you have to really work on that mindset that doesn't need, you know, 100 people to buy it for you to be like, okay, people like it, so now I can charge X, Y, and Z. Or, you know, or putting it out there and getting more testimonials, and then now I can charge this. Or, you know, you have to get to a point where you don't need that because you see the value as is, because you know, you recognize the transformation, because you recognize the energy, the time, the money, everything you've done, you put in there to get it going. And one second, and see it for what it is. And for this, you know, we have to do things like, there's so much content out there, right, of like how the 1% think and what they do and their habits, and there's books and there's videos, right? And I think we have to start getting involved and really learn from there, because however you think, it has taken you to this place, and if you want to take the business and if you want to take your life to the next level, and that's the level where you want to go, right, you have to start learning to think that way, have to start acting that way, have to start feeling that way, because that's what's going to take you there. Whatever you've learned, whatever you know, whatever you're doing, it has taken you to this place that you're in right now, and if you want to take it to the next level, you have to work on this stuff, right? So I wanted to share with you a product, actually, and it's a free one if you want to get started with something. This is one that I read a while ago and it was really good, and I don't have an affiliate link or anything like that. I'm just sharing it with you because I went through it and I loved it and I still use it, so I just wanted to share it with you in case you didn't know where to start. But I don't know if you know who Bob Proctor is. He's one of the guys behind The Secret, and he has a free ebook on his website that is called You Were Born Rich. You Were Born Rich. It's a very good book that puts things in perspective and helps you with all this mindset stuff. And to get it, I think you just go to their website, which is like ProctorGallagherInstitute.com, or just go to Google and type in you were born rich, born Proctor, and it'll take you to the right page, and you just put, you know, your name, your email, and they send it to you for free. It's a really good book. So if you want to get started with something, start there. So really quick, let's recap. So when it comes to pricing, remember three things. Number one, go where you're valued. Stop, you know, convincing people. Stop trying to lower the price to get certain people to buy it. Go where you're valued, where you know, when they know what you're worth, what the product is worth, where they're looking for that product. Go where you're valued. Tip number two, charge what you think it's worth. You are the one that knows the time, the money, the effort that went into it, the transformation that it provides. Yes, you can get pointers, you can ask for feedback, but ultimately you define the value. And number three, always work on your money mindset. So read books, listen to videos, get your mind to think in a different way, in a way that the kind of business owner you want to be thinks, so you can reach that level. So I hope that that was helpful. If you have any questions at all, let me know. There's way more things that you can do, but you know me, I always try to make it simple. And this is a framework that I use myself and that it helps me so much. So I wanted to share it with you. So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope that this was helpful. If you like this podcast, please let me know. Send me an email, a message, or share it with someone who might like it too. Also, if you have a moment, please subscribe to our podcast to show your support. Thank you so much for listening and hanging with me today. I hope that you have a fantastic rest of your week or your weekend. And I will see you guys soon. Bye, guys. Thank you.